91X News.
It's 17 degrees with cloud at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Cook. Liberal carbon price at $10 a ton in 2018, rising to $50 by 2022. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal Liberal government will establish a floor price on carbon pollution of $10 a ton in 2018, rising to $50 a ton by 2022. Trudeau is making the announcement as he kicks off a debate in the House of Commons over whether Canada should ratify the Paris Accord on climate change. He says provinces and territories will have the option of either putting a direct price on carbon, a carbon tax, or implementing a cap and trade system, stringent enough to meet or exceed the federal target. The news also comes as provincial environment minister meet in Montreal with federal counterpart Catherine McKenna to hash out an agreement over carbon pricing. Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall has consistently maintained that his province cannot currently afford a carbon tax, a point reiterated today by his environment minister Scott Moe. And Yukon Environment Minister Curry Dixon said the three northern territories all object to the plan as well. Federal Environment Minister Catherine McKenna is sounding bullish as she meets today with her provincial and territorial counterparts to discuss climate policy in Montreal. McKenna pointed to Nano's research poll to suggest there's majority support for carbon pricing among Canadians.
And look, this is our moment. We've all worked really hard for it. Canadians across the country who saw a poll today are just looking for us to finally get to work, put a price on pollution, what we don't want. So we're moving forward. I'm really excited.
Other ministers entering the day-long meeting were less optimistic, with at least two flatly rejecting any federally imposed carbon tax. Finance Minister Bill Morneau says Ottawa will close loopholes surrounding the capital gains tax exemption on the sale of a principal residence, and it will also bring in a mortgage rate stress test for all insured borrowers. Morneau says the country's housing market is stable, but the government is taking measures to manage the long-term stability of the market to protect Canadians' most important investment.
We are making sure that Canadians take on mortgages that that they can afford. We're making sure that people have tax fairness, that we have appropriate tax rules to ensure that the exemption on principal residences is only applicable to those who should get it.
The changes come as concerns mount that housing costs in Toronto and Vancouver have become increasingly unaffordable for many Canadians. An Edmonton judge says he will decide at the end of the month whether to declare a mistrial for a man he found guilty of murdering two seniors. 2 weeks ago, Justice Denny Thomas found Travis Vader guilty of second-degree murder in the deaths of Lyle and Marie McCann, whose bodies have never been found. But he used an unconstitutional section of the criminal code to reach his verdict. Vader's defense lawyer applied for a mistrial, something the Crown says it opposes. Thomas has instructed both sides to submit written arguments by October 19th so that he can make a decision October 31st. The McCanns, both in their late 70s, disappeared in 2010 after setting out a camping trip to British Columbia. That's QNET News on 91X to 103 in sports. Wellington Dukes beat the Markham Royals 4-1, and Trenton Golden Hawks fell to Whitby Fury 4-2. Coburg Cougars in hosting Newmarket Hurricanes tonight at 7 o'clock. The Blue Jays will be playing in a wild card game on Tuesday against the Baltimore Orioles as they won on Sunday's game against the Boston Red Sox 2-1. The Maple Leafs beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 in overtime last night, and the Montreal Canucks lost 3-2 in overtime to San Jose. Edmonton defeated Los Angeles 3-2, and Calgary Flames was shut out by Winnipeg 4-0. Legendary Los Angeles Dodgers announcer Vin Sully has called his last game, hanging up his microphone after 67 seasons with the team. The Dodgers lost to their rivals, the San Francisco Giants, 7-1, putting the Giants into the National League wildcard game. Giants manager Bruce Bochy says Vin Sully was the fine wine.
But I've listened to some games, and he's so easy to listen to, and, you know, he gives you so much information on the players, not just the player, but the person and who he is and what his interests are, and that's pretty cool.
Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today it's going to be a high of 19 degrees with cloud. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy with fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 12. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a bit of fog in the morning and a high of 20. At 104, it's 17 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, news on 91X, next at